All right. Connecticut Trails Day is coming, and that means it's a great time to check in with our partners at the Connecticut Forest and Park Association. Even more of a special time since we have a brand new voice representing that organization, along with a familiar friend, their trails director and deputy executive director, Claire Kane, is on the line with us, but so is their brand new executive director, Joey Listro. Welcome to both of you, and thank you for being part of the program. If you're not familiar with the Connecticut Forest and Park Association, you not only need to become a member, but you need to check out their website and their resources. They will get you out and connect you to forest parks and the Blue Blazed hiking trails, to not only give you some awesome recreational opportunities and get you out into our wild spaces, but also they do incredible work protecting these forests and parks for future generations. We're going to come back to them and talk all about it, but June is on the way. We're only about a third of the way through May as we broadcast this, but we want to look forward to June and celebrating with another group of our great friends. You know, sometimes the world feels a little complicated, but Westport Pride is about coming together, having fun, and feeling comfortable being exactly who you are. Upcoming gatherings include the annual Pride flag raising at the Westport Library on June 1st, a meaningful moment to begin Pride Month together, grounded in visibility, reflection, and community. And then on June 14th, the big show, Pride Month celebration at Jessup Green. This is an afternoon filled with music, creativity, and community where every voice, every identity, and every expression is welcomed and celebrated. Learn more about these and other activities that Westport Pride holds year-round by joining their website, westportpride.org. All right, Claire and Joey, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us, John.
Thank you, John.
Good. So, Joey, let's start with you. Congratulations, my friend. This is probably a very, very exciting time for you here, just being on the job a couple of weeks, right?
Absolutely. This is actually my third week here. I already feel at home. It's been a great learning experience in the first few weeks. The staff have been great, and all the partners I've been meeting. It's just been a great first few weeks. Couldn't be happier.
And not your first foray into environmental stewardship. You are the founder or co-founder of New Britain Roots.
That's correct. So I come from New Britain Roots. I was born and raised in New Britain, Connecticut. And I started Roots about 12 years ago. My background has been in organic agriculture and more recently in nonprofit management. I've always had an interest in environmental stewardship as it comes with organic agriculture, land care, access to land, especially for beginning and new farmers, and just caring for the environment from a food production standpoint. And I'm really excited to be in this new role and caring for the environment in different ways.
Yeah, and bringing the community in, not just in a small New Britain way, but now statewide. This is a fantastic opportunity for the Forest and Park Association and all the folks that already know about you and support the organization. But really, this is a great opportunity to hopefully connect with a whole bunch more ahead of Connecticut Trails Day. Before we do that, let's take it back to 1895 when this whole crazy ride started.
Sure. Yeah. So 1895 is when the Connecticut Forest and Park Association was founded. And I was surprised to learn that at the time, Connecticut was only 20% forested. Today, we're 60% forested. And that just goes to show all the work that's happened over the course of many generations to ensure that we have a healthy forest ecosystem here in the state. And I couldn't be excited to learn that fact as well as many others as I get to learn what CSPA is all about.
And already the 800 plus miles of trails you maintain and the 2,000 plus acres of preservation that you've done here in Connecticut. You host about 10,000 or more people annually, but it sounds like with the level of forested property in Connecticut and other parks and locations that you guys either recommend or have hands on yourself, you've got capacity for a lot more people to get out into Connecticut forests and parks.
Absolutely. Like you said, we help conserve over 2,000 acres of land. We maintain over 800 miles on the Blue Blaze hiking trail system. We're trying to get as many people out as possible, not just on Connecticut Trails Day, but throughout the year. And we have a growing number of education programs throughout the state to connect people with our state forests and state parks.
Great. Well, let's open it up to Claire as well. Claire, not only the deputy director of the organization, but also the trails director. So a critical busy time for you, Claire, with Trails Day coming up. Let's start by talking, though, about some of the key initiatives that you guys and that you have been involved in for quite a while, and that Joey is now taking charge of as well. Let's start with education.
Sure. So we have a number of education programs reaching over 10,000 people a year. We have a nationally recognized Master Woodland Manager program, which we are currently recruiting for. The application is up on our website, ctwoodlands.org. And that program educates woodland caretakers on sustainable forest management. We do a number of, we do quite a bit of advocacy work. Session is over at the state capitol this week, but we have a number of items that we are working on up in Hartford, and we continue to try to involve people in various advocacy efforts as it relates to conservation throughout our state.
Great. Let me stop. Let me stop. Sure. Yeah, I was going to stop you there, but you were transitioning into it. What were you so happy about at 12:01 a.m. yesterday morning? When the legislature hit the final gavel, you guys came out ahead on a couple things.
I'm going to let Claire take that one because she was with us for the whole session.
Bleary-eyed advocacy, Claire.
Sure. So, we were thrilled that we continued to support the Passport to the Parks program. That's one of our, programs that we're so excited about, getting people into the outdoors and really removing barriers to our state lands. And the Passport to the Parks program remains fully intact. It's a program that we are incredibly supportive of and want to see continue. Additionally, one thing that we always keep our eyes on are conveyances of state land. And we're happy that no deep lands were conveyed during the session. And that's always really important to us to see those state lands remain in state hands. So that is a really important protection effort that we're doing at the Capitol to make sure that state lands stay in state hands. And overall, I think we're really pleased with how things turned out this session. We saw a number of environmental groups kind of come together and rally around common cause. And at the end of the day, we're quite happy with where things landed.
Well, obviously, being around for so long, your recipe for success is, quite ingrained. But you also couldn't do it as well as you do at Connecticut Forest and Park Association without the kind of partners that you've amassed here in Connecticut. We have got a super impressive, regiment of land trusts and conservation groups who are lending their shoulder to your wheel, aren't there?
Absolutely. And our partnerships are what make our work possible. So with 825 miles of trails across the state, touching 96 towns, with the work we're doing in state parks and forests across Connecticut, our partnership with land trusts, it really stretches to every corner of the state. And partnership is really the undergirding of what we do. It extends our impact. It enhances our capacity. And together, we find that we can accomplish so much more. And the conservation community in Connecticut is well knit together, and it's a great family that we have here, all pulling for protected open space, protected trails, protecting our forest lands and making sure that these places are accessible and are there for the future of Connecticut.
Yeah. And I know both for you, Claire, and Joey, one of the key goals that you all have and maintain, and now that you're carrying the torch on behalf of the organization, engaging people that already are familiar with you, but also reaching new audiences. And that's in part what brings you to the program as well. We talked about these community partnerships that you had, but grassroots advocacy really works a lot of magic, both at the City Hall level and in Hartford, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to bringing my experience at a local level, from New Britain to a statewide level. I was very much involved in grassroots efforts around Connecticut local food systems, working with small nonprofits, school organizations to ensure that students had access to locally grown food in the cafeteria. And I'm working now to really understand the map of local organizations that are doing the groundwork in their own communities and seeing how CFPA can help assist them in any conservation efforts that we're looking to work on. So for me, one of the things that's most important is keeping a people-centered vision on our work, because I really believe that conservation is ultimately about people and their connection to the place.
And also, you know, we keep talking about how long the organization has been around, but it is a much more contemporary movement when we talk about environmental justice and environmental justice communities. And this is a real strong point based on your background.
Yes, absolutely. My background has really been about inclusivity. And working in, New Britain is an environmental justice community, finding ways we could involve all people, no matter what their background, demographic, age, ethnicity, and finding ways to make, previously it was food and agriculture more accessible, but now I'm looking at ways we can make, our state forests and our state parks and outdoor recreation more accessible for all people. Especially those people living in environmental justice communities. I know, being from New Britain, that there wasn't always that much open space and green areas that I can go and explore nature and go on a hike. And it would take a little bit of effort to figure out how to get out and how to go explore those areas. And I want to make sure we can break down some of those barriers and involve all people throughout Connecticut and our state parks and trails.
Very good. Well, time is fleeting, and I am committed to getting back to you guys as we move toward autumn, which is another great opportunity to get people out and exploring all of the networks of trails and parks, not only that are under your purview, but also across the state. But we've got a couple minutes left. We just want to make sure we're reminding people about Connecticut Trails Day.
That's right. So Connecticut Trails Day, you can find all the information about the program at trailsday.org. Connecticut Trails Day is the largest Trails Day event in the country. And Connecticut, for being small in size, it's amazing how many trails we have right here in our state. And on June 6th and 7th, we'll have over 200 events around the state. And it's a great opportunity to get outside on a free guided event and explore the natural world. We have hikes, we have bike rides, we have kayak adventures, anything you can imagine. It's a great way to get families and kids, especially, off their phones and out in the woods and exploring new places. And this, for us, is an incredible way to highlight the state's natural resources and open spaces.
So all the go ahead.
I was just going to say it's the registration is now open at trailsday.org, so folks can use the interactive map, use the online directory to see all the events that are being offered. And what's nice is you can really find events that are right-sized for you. It lists difficulty level and who the event might be geared towards. And so there's really something for everyone.
Very good. The Connecticut Forest and Park Association would welcome you to also go to their website, ctwoodlands.org. You could learn about becoming a volunteer as a trail manager, educator, or trailblazer. And it's a great time to support the Connecticut Forest and Park Association, because right now, if you go to ctwoodlands.org/donate and give $97 or more, your gift is going to be matched while that program is in place. So you can give a lot more to the Connecticut Forest and Park Association by donating now at ctwoodlands.org/donate. I'm so pleased to make the initial acquaintance with Joey Listro, the brand new executive director for the Forest and Park Association, and to catch up with Claire Kane, their deputy executive director and trails director. Once again, trailsday.org to find out where all the action is near you on the weekend of June 6th and 7th for Connecticut Trails Day, and ctwoodlands.org to learn more about the organization, to volunteer and to donate so that they can be operating for another century and beyond. Thank you guys for your conversation this morning. Appreciate it.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.